It's going to be a quarterback run up the middle at the 10, at the 5. Murray dives for the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Got to launch it. He does. Left side into the end zone. Jump ball, and oh my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it. He caught it for a touchdown with 1 second left. I can't believe it. Give Johnson up the middle. Gets leveled in the backfield by J.J. Watt. A tackle for a loss for Watt.
Hello and welcome into another edition of Cardinals Corner, a podcast brought to you by Arizona Sports. My name is Eric Ruby. Alongside me, as always, the one and only Cardinals reporter for ArizonaSports.com. You can find him on Twitter at TDrake4Sports. You guessed it, Tyler Drake is here and in the flesh. We're back in the studio after a week off. I died and came back to life. I was not feeling good last week, and I wanted to get something done, but we couldn't. So now we're here, and training camp, we've got the official start dates for that, so we're going to talk about that, some Kyler contracts, some D-Hop news, and a little fantasy football. Tyler, how are you feeling after a week off? Refreshed?
A little sore.
Oh, why is that?
Went to had a little kid's birthday party yesterday, and went to trampoline park and did a lot of jumping,
did a lot of falling around, a lot of falling as well. Those trampoline parks are no joke.
No, it's the first time I've ever been to one.
Especially as like an adult, like
oh yeah,
going there and you're like bouncing for 10 minutes and then you start breaking the most intense sweat you've ever had in your entire life, and you're like, okay, I did not sign up for this. Like, I came here to play a little trampoline dodgeball and maybe dunk on a 15-foot hoop and go about my day. I didn't come here to lose 25 pounds doing a HIIT exercise.
Hey, I'm fine with that. That's fine.
That is fair, yeah. I mean, if it's...
Summer's coming.
Good for the summer bod, man. Good for the summer bod, but...
I'm doing good, dude. How are you doing, though?
I mean, you were
down rough there.
Hey, man, talk about summer bod. I lost 10 pounds in one day.
Yuck.
And I will exclude details as to how, but let's just say that a stomach bug got me and it got me good. And I had to miss a couple days of work. And I never like missing work. But somebody who might be missing work, depending on their contract situation, Tyler, is one and only Kyler Murray. And as it always has been, and as it apparently always will be, and I'm sure everybody who listened to this rolled their eyes when I said that and had that transition, because we all know what's coming next. Kyler Murray still does not have a contract, and now we have an official start for training camp, July 26th for vets, 21st for the rookies. That's the day. Kyler Murray still does not have a contract. We are about a month away. So what does that mean, Tyler? I feel like I always ask this. What does that mean? Like, is anything changed now than it did 2, 3, 4 weeks ago?
Well, I mean, that's what I was just going to say, too, is we've gotten to this point and there hasn't really been any updates.
None. Absolutely none.
Outside of him showing up for minicamp and the one OTAs, none. There's been no contract talk at all from any of the Nashville guys, any guys from who I've talked to, anybody, like just nothing.
It's radio silence.
It's radio
more or less.
Silence.
And
yeah,
that could be a good thing, but that could also be a bad thing. I mean, if stuff was going terribly, then maybe you'd get some Eric Burkhart tweets like you have. But at this point, maybe they just gave up. I mean, you'd have to imagine, or you'd have to hope that there's at least been like negotiations and contract offers and things of that nature. But again, at the same time, we have no idea. We have absolutely no idea if anything is going on. And to be honest, we probably won't know until A, training camp starts, and he doesn't have one and doesn't show up.
Yep.
Or B, it gets signed. That's it. Like, those are the only two options. Those are probably the next time we're going to get an update.
Yep.
And it might be, oh my God, training camp starts tomorrow. Kyler Murray still does not have a contract.
I think we'll get it. I think if there's nothing done a week leading up, I think we'll start getting the reports again of this is where they're at, this is how it is, this is one side's take, this is the other side's take. I think it'll be a very much...
Like, it's civil now, but is it going to get civil once we get closer to the start of August?
We saw what the beginning of the offseason looked like with Eric Burkhart wanting to really put onus on the Cardinals to get a deal done. So what happens when we get to that last week or two before training camp and nothing's done or talked about or reported or anything, and it just looks like nothing's happening?
Well, we asked the people, Tyler.
We did.
Because the question now is, okay, when is it going to happen? Not really if. I feel like everybody's kind of accepted that they should pay Kyler. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen. Now, that might change in a couple weeks, but we put it to the people, and we asked, you know, when will a contract extension be done? And the four options were early July, the 1st to the 10th, mid-July, 11th through the 20th, late July, 21st through the 31st, and August. And we've got a pretty close race throughout all of July, but leading the way at 31% is mid-July, 11 to 20. Where would you fall in this poll?
I would say late July, just from what Steve Keim told us back in, what, April, that they were just following the timeline of the other third-year quarterbacks that have gotten their extensions, like Patrick Mahomes, like Josh Allen, July, August. So I would say later July. So I personally, I think, like, if we're getting down to exact date, give me July 25th. And my reasoning, Veterans Report, it's training camp the next day. Get the deal done before training camp. Move on. Don't have this thing be talked about anymore outside of you sign the deal.
How does it feel, Kyle?
How does it feel?
How does
play
it feel
football
to finally have your deal signed? About a month ago, on Burns and Gambo, I said the 28th. Before we knew when training camp was, all of that.
That's a good date, too.
I guess I'll stick with the 28th. Reality is I'd probably go a little bit sooner to adjust it to go before training camp. But I'll stick with the 28th because why not? At this point, after everything that's happened, why not have that storyline for the start of training camp?
Yeah.
Like, why am I going to sit here and think that they're going to value getting it done just to get it done when they haven't done that for the entire summer? I mean, they should. They should just get it done and not have a storyline and just play football. But that's just not the way that this entire offseason has gone.
Bad press is good press?
I don't know at this point, man.
I don't know what this press is.
Good tweets from your agent are bad tweets, or bad tweets are good tweets. I don't.
You can't really find a way.
It's so ridiculous that this has been the main storyline of this offseason.
So with that, on the poll question, we also asked, like, if you've got exact dates, give it to us. So Kenny Salinas at Lineman Rock just said, hopefully sooner than later. Which I think a lot of people are probably
just
behind.
Just get it over with.
House Guy 36, why do they have to do anything with 2 years left? There's the other side of this. That's the other side of the debate.
Oh, no.
Evan Chalupa Batman, great name. July 7th, that's early.
Yeah, July. I don't think it's going to happen by July 7th. No inside information, nothing. I just don't think it's going to happen by July 7th.
I think it's going to be later.
But let's circle back. Let's circle back to the why do you have to do anything with the couple years left? You want to lose your Pro Bowl quarterback, by all means, go for it. Yeah. I'm not going to stop you. You know, if that's what you want to do, then that's totally cool, Cardinals. If you want to lose the best talent-wise quarterback this franchise has ever seen, go for it. See what happens.
If you want to draft in the top six for the next couple years,
and
because
whiff
of your
on
record,
every single draft pick,
then there you go.
Perfect. You want to draft an inside linebacker in the first round for the next 6 years? No, you don't.
No.
You might not like Kyler, and you might not think Kyler's the perfect quarterback. And you know what? I don't think he's the perfect quarterback either. But I think you can win a Super Bowl with Kyler Murray.
I think you could, too.
I think he's got the baseline talent to lead you to double-digit wins every season as long as there's a competent team around him.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too. You can't keep the quarterback carousel going. Like, we saw Rosen 1 year. Now we got Kyler. Like, you can't keep going.
Do you want John Skelton back? I'm talking to you, whoever commented and said.
But that's basically what it is.
Like, is that what you want? Is this, we're really that sick of Kyler Murray?
We're just going to plug and play guys that can't make it on a roster.
You want Colt McCoy as your starting quarterback? No, you don't. You don't want Colt McCoy as your starting quarterback. You want him as your backup quarterback to your superstar young talent.
Yeah.
You don't want Colt McCoy going out there week one.
Okay.
This, like, as dark as everything is for this team right now, as dark it is as it is, if they just straight up did not have Kyler Murray, first of all, I feel like half the players who are here wouldn't be here right now. Zach Ertz wouldn't be here. James Conner wouldn't be here. Like, this is a, like, I don't even think J.J. Watt would be here, in all honesty. I don't think the Cardinals would be a destination if they didn't have this young guy. Doesn't matter if you play on the same side of the ball as him, he's that guy.
Yeah, and they would be, and the prediction for the year, if you don't have a guy like Kyler Murray, is probably 4 or 5 wins. With Kyler,
I mean,
there's a shot you can win double digits.
Kyler holds out the whole year for some reason, somehow he eats all the money. What do you, Colt McCoy's your starting quarterback. How many games are you winning this season? 3?
4.
Max.
and that'll be two Seattle games.
No, it won't. They'll lose this. Yeah, they'll beat like the Chiefs or something.
It'll be a rant. Yeah, it'll,
yeah, yeah. They'll beat the Chiefs, but they'll lose back to back against Seattle.
Okay, one more on Kyler. What
hit me?
So when he signs this, what's your years in ballpark?
Oh, jeez, dude. Just give him the most money and the most years. I don't care. That's what he should get, so that's what he will get. After all of this, it's going to be so stupid because we're going to look back on it and be like, why didn't you just give him that contract before? If you penny pinch on Kyler Murray...
His agent's not going to let him do that.
Yeah, he's gone. Like, he will play for the full amount of money that Kyler Murray can earn. I don't know the exact numbers on that. Maybe I should, but I don't. I think when he gets in there, he'll say, you'll pay me the max or you won't.
Yeah,
it is what it is. I've shown up to training camps or to workouts over the summer. You know, I've made my position clear. I'm definitely a member of this team. I've said I wanted to be here for my entire career. Pay me like it. Pay me like a two-time Pro Bowler. Pay me like the number one pick in the draft, that if we still go back and we revisit that draft, Kyler Murray is still going number one overall.
Yeah, there's
you can book that.
Yeah.
So the number one overall pick, who 3 years later is still the number one overall pick in most people's eyes, like Baker Mayfield was the number one pick, my guys. He ain't Baker Mayfield, okay? Kyler Murray's not Baker Mayfield. He's not.
No.
So let's not pretend like this is just a regular quarterback holdout. There's a reason why he won't play for $5 million.
Exactly.
It's because he's not worth $5 million. And anybody who says, oh, well, it's $5 million. Why don't you just be grateful? Why don't you just work for what you can get?
Yeah.
I'll come to you and I'll say, okay, at your job, you think the value that you bring to your job is way more than the contract that they have you on. Are you just going to sit there and be like, that's cool because my contract says this, so I'm going to go for this? Or are you going to go out there and you're going to try to leverage your situation to make the most amount of money possible? At this point, you can't just say, oh, well, it's $5 million. What can't you do with $5 million? It's, okay, he's worth more than that. Yeah. How much of that is he leaving on the table to play for an organization that has not deserved a pay cut?
Mm-hmm.
You don't deserve to have the trust of somebody to say, you're going to build this championship team around me. I'm not saying it's impossible, but you haven't earned that trust with Kyler yet, even if you don't think that you can maybe fully trust him. I don't get why this whole thing is going on. Okay, I get why it's going on. I know why they're doing it. I don't personally understand why they're doing it. I'm on the pay Kyler train. It's going to happen on the 28th. You think it's going to happen on the 25th. If you want to let us know your exact date or if you want to vote on the poll, you can catch it at AZ Cards Corner. Speaking of catch, somebody who won't be doing that for the first 6 weeks of the season, DeAndre Hopkins. And we heard from DeAndre Hopkins.
We did.
For the first time, basically since this six-game suspension came down, besides his PR like statement that was put out that basically said, this isn't me, and this isn't me, and this isn't me, and this isn't me, basically. That's the whole thing. And I would play the soundbite for you guys, but to be honest with you, it's from a charity softball game. It's awful. It's just terrible sound. You're not going to be able to hear it. You're going to cringe your face at it. So we're just going to tell
you. It was a bad setup. The audio, there was millions of people talking, so yeah, we're just going to give you the cliff notes, basically. No pun intended there.
The Cliff Notes. Why doesn't he have a podcast called The Cliff Notes? Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm going to shut up before I start giving him free ideas.
I'm just kidding.
No, that's what I'm saying. Bro, we should have a weekly segment. Cliff comes on and it's called Cliff Notes.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get that put through. Anyway, what did DeAndre Hopkins say?
So Hopkins talked about the charity softball event, but more importantly, explained a little bit about his PED suspension and said he had a substance called Osterine, 0.1% of this in his test, which he says was contamination. They're doing more research. His camp's doing more research to figure out why. And he even got to the point where he's still trying to figure out if there's a way to reduce games, even though
he already settled his appeal.
The appeal was already pulled from everything that we've been told and seen.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at is how does that happen? Like, I don't think there's any going
confused.
Back. I think he's out for six games.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't get what's going on. It's like all of these questions have been brought up because not only did they say, okay, it's 0.1% of, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but it's 0.1%.
Osterine.
It's 0.1% of Osterine, but he says, I'm completely natural. I barely take vitamins. I never take supplements. I never take anything off the shelf. Okay, question number one, DeAndre Hopkins, then how did this get into your system? I get that you're trying to figure that out, but so am I.
He's saying the test itself
was contaminated.
That's at least how it feels came
like,
off to me.
That feels like something that you probably wouldn't drop your appeal for. Like, it's six games for something that you think that, like, you don't take anything, and if you can prove it, and you can go out and you can do that, I don't get why you just stop the appeal. I don't. I don't understand that. I don't understand how you can just claim that, because that's not what I got from it. And that could be what he was getting, and I could be misinterpreting it, but I didn't get it as, oh, the test kit was contaminated. It was, oh, I ingested something that I didn't know I was supposed to ingest. And you know what, man? That happens. Fine, whatever. But all these excuses and all these, I'm natural and I don't take, it's like, then why are we here? And if you really didn't do anything, then why are you not appealing it right now? Why are you coming out here and saying that you can get the
pulled,
game?
That's the thing. It's just weird to hear that and see that there's the chance that he wants to get his games reduced, but was right away the appeal was pulled from all the reports that we saw.
And like, does he know that we know that? Is he just like saying it to save face? Like,
I don't know.
If you're a Cardinals fan, like, count on DeAndre Hopkins being out for 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't see them. The only way I don't even see the NFL doing anything. Like, even if there is some way that there was contamination, I just don't see how anything's going to come back and get appealed or resolved or reduced or anything like that. Obviously, NFL is a beast of its own, so maybe something changes tomorrow, next week. But right now, there's no way he's playing until week 7.
There's no way they're revisiting it, because they have way bigger problems that they're dealing with right now and way other things that they need to focus on. Like, I'm sorry, DeAndre Hopkins. You took a test. The test came back with something that wasn't supposed to be on it. Point blank, period. And you know what? That might be unfair, because maybe he didn't take it. I'm sorry, but then you shouldn't have dropped your appeal. Like, dropping the appeal either makes me think that you don't know really what was going on with the appeal process, that you can't reopen it, or two, you're guilty. And you know what? That's fine. Take your slap on the wrist and go with it. Mm-hmm. You didn't get busted for using PEDs like Bonds, man. Like, you weren't you weren't coming out here like, oh my God, DeAndre Hopkins is the most juiced up human being
alive. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Is 0.1% going to really change anything? Probably
it's
not.
But it's a principle thing.
It's exactly. But that's the law
again,
of the land.
Again, out of all of this, if you're still saying that that's not, like, I didn't take it, it's a contamination.
Yeah. Why like, pull it so fast?
Why are we sitting here having this conversation then? Either one, we shouldn't know about it yet because you're still be trying to appeal it, or two, we should know about it because you're trying to appeal it.
Yeah.
But look, as much as you'd like to hope that maybe he can get it down to 4 to 3 to 2 because it was 0.1% of Ostarine, okay, that's just not going to happen. And I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it sucks because DeAndre Hopkins would have been the number one pick or one of them for a lot of people's fantasy teams when it comes to people from the Cardinals.
Yes.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You are right.
So now where does he stand when it comes to fantasy? Because he's obviously going to be getting a lot of points at the end of the season, but 6 weeks is not a long time. And we're going to do a little fantasy draft here, Tyler. I'm not really sure how we're going to do this. I think we're just going to go back and forth and just start naming players about who we'd have. How do we want to settle the number one pick right now?
Well, I think before we get into it, I don't think we can. I think we either have to both have Kyler because I'm not,
or just take him off the board.
Yeah, because I'm not taking Colt McCoy because we know how many points he's going to put up.
Okay, let's say neither of us get Kyler.
Okay, so Kyler,
we're talking position players.
Yep, position players.
So no quarterback, Kyler. But just position players.
Okay.
Okay.
So flip a coin.
No, you go first. I'm a man of the people, Tyler. You can get the first pick. I don't even know if you're going to pick who I'm going to pick.
Oh, I'm going James Conner.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to edit that. And then we're going to go back and we're going to flip a coin. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Oh, man.
Gotta get your running backs. That guy's got, I mean, that's the guy.
We're going to go five rounds, by the way, so you know.
Perfect.
Okay, so round one, pick one, James Conner. Just why I would have picked him, he's going to get touchdowns every single game. Either passed one or he's going to get thrown one. Or passed one or he's going to run one in. Every single game, he's going to get at least one touchdown. Because last year, he led the Cardinals in red zone touches and touchdowns. He just gets in there and he scores. And he's going to be a heavily used back. He might not be there every single down because they have like a couple people backing him up. But at the same time, he's by far and away the clear number one. So he's going to get all the best packages run from him. He's going to put up a monster season, I feel like.
Yeah, this is his team. And I feel like with the additions that they've made this offseason and bringing back the guys they did, and especially looking at the tight end situation, like, I think this team's going to really want to run the football again. And that's what they did really well to start the season and really kind of got that passing game going from the success of James Conner being in that running or just being that guy. So that's definitely, I think he's definitely in for a huge workload again. He's just got to stay healthy.
All right. Pick number two. I'm going Hollywood, baby. I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
There are a lot of enticing names on this offense, but nobody has the big number potential like Marquise Hollywood Brown. If DeAndre Hopkins wasn't suspended for six games, then I would be drafting DeAndre Hopkins right now. But that is not the universe that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood's going to get some deep passes. Deep passes. Every time Kyler throws, he's going to put up numbers too, because mm-hmm. he's going to be by far and away the number one. Basically the only true deep threat.
Yeah.
Everybody else is a close range threat. So all I need is two or three catches a game. That's
okay.
all I need.
Okay.
I don't even know if I need touchdowns with some of the people I'm going to be getting later on.
Okay.
I don't even know if I'm going to need touchdowns as much as I'm just going to need a bunch of yards, a bunch of receptions.
This is PPR, though.
Oh, it is? Man, we really should have established this before. I'm still taking Hollywood Brown, okay. number two pick. All right. You've got James Conner. Who's joining James Conner on your Cardinals fantasy football team?
Here we go. Rondale Moore.
Okay. Why Rondale? Why Rondale over maybe a couple other names that people are screaming in their cars right now?
What I just said, I think he's going to be a pass-catching fool, just receptions alone. I think he might not get he needs to take a step and get past the line of scrimmage.
That's on Cliff.
But if it's half and half, he's still going to have a ton of receptions. So I could easily see him being the guy in the middle that's just going to get those dunk downs, dink downs, whatever you want to call them, and be that gadget guy. And he could also run the football too, so... You get that, and on top of that, you get the special teams. You get punt returns. You get kick returns, depending on how much he plays in the offense. So,
man, yeah. So
throw in that little extra wrinkle, and there's some massive points to be there if he actually can take that, if the game plan can take the next step with him in it.
So here's where I'm getting my touchdowns. This person, I believe, might be, with Hop out, the most targeted in the red zone.
I know,
Zach Ertz.
That's who
it has to be.
It was him
Zach.
Or Rondale, man.
That was the debate between me as well. It was Rondale or Zach Ertz, and honestly, I would have taken Rondale if you didn't take him. Well, duh, because you would have taken Zach Ertz. But Rondale's a great pick because I think the versatility of him is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, he can really do anything, and he has the potential. He breaks past a couple tackles, he'll get you that 50-yard reception or that 50-yard run. He'll have a couple of those this season. I have no doubt in my mind. I really don't think that he's going to be a touchdown weapon, though. I think that's where he's really going to lack.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be the guy that helps you move the chains and get there. But once you get in the red zone, you're going to James Conner. And I think if DeAndre Hopkins isn't there, then you're throwing it to Zach Ertz,
yeah.
the most proven veteran receiver on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Besides maybe AJ Green, but we all saw AJ Green last season. Kyler and him, he's not going to trust him in the end zone. He's going to go to Ertz over Green 100%
yeah.
of the time.
Yeah.
Ertz got great hands. He has a great ability to get open, and now with weapons around him, like a Rondale Moore that people are going to be looking on the short end, a pass-catching back in James Conner. Well, hey, I'm lining up. I'm Zach Ertz. I don't know if he's going to block. I don't know if he's just going to turn around and be right there ready to catch.
Especially if you throw Trey McBride on the other side, too. Or,
yeah, you have Trey McBride in there. Like, you have even Max Williams
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, he's healthy, yeah.
Like, yep. you can really throw whoever in there, and Zach Ertz is still up there one or two when it comes to targets in the red zone. So, I'm going my deep threat. My guy in Hollywood, he's going to get us down there. Ertz is going to finish the deal.
Okay.
Ertz is going to finish the drives. He's going to get touchdowns. And he's still going to get those 12-yard receptions over the middle where he's wide open and everybody's covering on the corners of the field and whatnot. And somehow Zach Ertz is wide open in the middle of the field. He's going to get a couple of those a game,
yeah.
too. Maybe a couple flicks to him as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Give me Zach Ertz. All
okay.
right. Pick number three. Who's joining James Conner and Rondale Moore? Here's where things get interesting, to say the least.
Oh man, I hate to do it. I'm taking D-Hop right now.
You got it.
I mean, you have.
I'm getting ahead of you in those first 6 weeks, though. I'm getting ahead
yeah,
of you in those
you probably
first six
are.
Weeks. No, I. Would've.
I just got to pray the Cardinals slide in the second half of the season doesn't happen this year.
That is true.
That's what it really comes down to.
Can I pick the Hard Knocks crew? They're going to put up great numbers. D-Hop is obviously the right choice here because now you're debating between players who have the potential to maybe have one or two big games over the first 6 weeks, but nobody who's really out here they're going to be putting up consistent numbers to the point where you can't pass on them. At this point, you get 11 weeks of D-Hop, you get 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Yep. And if he missed one game through injury every couple of weeks, I mean, you would take that with D-Hop if you drafted him. Now everything is just kind of shuffled all into the middle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I'm losing. But that's going to change here, Tyler.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know if it is. I'm taking A.J. Green.
Whoa.
I was thinking about Antoine Wesley. I was thinking about Trey McBride. But to be honest with you, I think A.J. Green's going to be more involved in this offense than either of those two guys.
Yeah,
and
I can see it.
I mean, I might be targeting Wesley with a later pick, but I don't think that with my third pick, I can take him over somebody like A.J. Green, who, look, we're talking fantasy here. We're not talking winning games.
No.
And if we're talking straight up numbers last season, it's a story as old as time. It's a story as old as A.J. Green. He put up good numbers last season. He just didn't look the part.
Yeah.
I don't care if he looks the part in this. All I need is those numbers. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
All I need is for you to turn around and catch the ball, AJ.
Yeah.
That's all I need. And if he doesn't catch a pass for the first 6 weeks, then we even out. It's all good. It's just evening out. All right. Last two picks here. Your fourth pick for you. Second to last player joining James Conner, DeAndre Hopkins, and Rondale Moore.
This one's tough because I'm going between two guys who are going to be fighting for this spot.
Pick Max Williams.
Nope.
Oh, that's what the people in the car are saying.
Nope.
That's what the people listening. They're saying pick
Love
Max Williams,
but I can't pick him right now. I'm going Eno Benjamin.
Ooh.
From everything that Cliff has talked about this guy this offseason, calling him a starting running back, his own words.
I love Eno as a player,
and I mean he's great. You can tell his confidence is even more than it was last year. I mean, you can tell this guy's ready to take that next step, and it seems like they want to give him that opportunity, but he's going to have to battle with Darrell Williams. So that was my other guy potentially taking. But
I love Eno,
that
man.
Minimum for Darrell Williams, what's going on there? The dude has a good resume.
When we talked about it, we talked about the numbers that he put up. He had over 1,000 yards from scrimmage, basically.
But now it's up in the air with how much Cliff is talking about Eno, and then the whole just the vet minimum for Darrell is now it's like, why?
And it took a while for him to sign, too.
Why?
That's a good pick. My only concern with Eno is that he's a power back.
Special teams, too, with this guy, too.
Special teams, too. I get that. But he's a power back. Yeah. I see him getting put in there like, hey, it's 2nd and 3. We just need somebody to run up the middle and get
down. His pass catching is pretty solid.
Yeah, but your pass catching options with James Conner and with Darrell Williams, like, you're going to go to them before you are Eno. Not saying that Eno's not going to catch anything. I really like Eno. I covered him at ASU. I think that he's a very good running back. I don't know if he could be a starter. I think that he could be one of the best supplemental guys in the league.
He's a
somebody that can go
guy.
And just put his shoulder into your chest and maybe catch like a 5-yard pass. Like, Eno is definitely somebody who can contribute on special teams. He's a big body as well. He's a thick dude. He's big. So he's going to get you a couple big hits, a couple highlights. He might be able to break a couple runs, but as far as numbers goes, give me Darrell Williams.
Okay.
I'm just going to give the guy that proved it last season.
Yeah. No,
and here's the thing. Like, with Cliff, I'm sure he's going to be using everybody. And if Eno and Darrell are being used sparingly, I think Williams is going to have more yards in that sparing role. I think he's going to know what to do a little bit better. He's a veteran. When it comes down late in the season, if they're sliding, they're going to go to him more than they are Eno.
Yeah.
I think it's great what Cliff is saying about Eno. And
but it could also be gamesmanship.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
At the same time, like, Eno can be great, and Eno can be a running back or a roster-worthy running back and somebody who could be in the rotation and get a couple snaps. But, like, I mean, Jonathan Ward was getting some snaps last season, man. Like, I really feel like Eno is going to be used less than people think to start the season. But I think he's got the potential to be there. Like, I'm not trying to hate on Eno, but I am trying to hate on your team.
Okay.
And to hate on your team, I think there's going to be too many 2.5-yard runs for Eno, and then he gets out of the game for the next quarter. All right, your last pick.
Okay.
You can go a couple different ways here.
Okay. Let's see. Who?
Recap your team so far.
All right. So right now we've got James Conner, Rondale Moore, D-Hop, Eno. So one more. Let's go with Antoine
Don't
Wesley.
Do it to me.
There's my fill-in for good old D-Hop. Those two touchdowns against Dallas
are really
sticking out.
Why did
I just gave you Darrell Williams.
Why did I tell you I was going to pick him?
I don't even think
you knew who Antoine Wesley was before I said that.
He was going to be my last pick no matter what.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure he was. All right, so your final team, James Conner.
Rondale Moore. D-Hop.
Eno.
Wesley.
My team so far.
Hollywood,
Ertz, Darrell Williams,
AJ Green, and then Darrell Williams.
And now with the fifth pick, man, I don't know what to do here. Like, I obviously know players on the Cardinals to pick, but I'm like, do I go with the rookie? I don't know. I kind of feel like I have to. I'm not really sure who else to go with that could put up numbers. Because like you said, Max isn't healthy. I don't know if I can go with Max Williams for this. And I don't know if I'm missing anybody. I'm not drafting the Cardinals defense. That's for sure. Yeah, give me McBride. Give me Trey.
Yep.
Give me Trey. Would you have gone with somebody different?
No, I would have gone with Trey.
Okay, yeah. I feel like Trey... I was just thinking, because I'm like, maybe I'm just like missing, like, what, did the Cardinals sign like Odell Beckham Jr. or something? Can I take Odell Beckham Jr. and just store him? Can I take him instead?
Put him on the IR.
Yeah, put him on the IR. Because I'd love to just take Odell Beckham Jr. and store him, because I kind of feel like he's going to be a Cardinal. Again, no inside information here. But
good Lord.
I kind of feel like he's going to be a Cardinal. It'd be like the week after Kyler signs his contract.
Yeah.
Odell will be a part of the team.
Yeah, maybe. No. No.
You don't think so?
No. He's going back to the Rams, dude.
Going back to the Rams?
He's going back to the Rams.
What do the Rams have? Come on. They're going to spend a ton of money on anybody or anything.
He crashed Sean McVay's wedding, man. He is going back to the
Rams. Dude, Cliff Kingsbury was there.
Yeah, he was. He had a great
time. And you
said
crashed. Crashed his wedding. That means he wasn't invited, Tyler.
But he didn't get kicked out.
I'll tell you what, Odell. You can be invited to my wedding if you come
there
to AZ. I know that you've really wanted that for a long time. You can be invited to my wedding if you come to AZ. Any other notable names that we're missing when it comes to fantasy? Do you think the Cardinals defense is even worth looking at?
Yeah, I think plug and play, for sure.
Like a backup defense for when your regular defense is on a bye week.
You go play them against Seattle. Yeah, even if those games aren't going to be high scoring, I don't think.
I would bet there's one of those games where both of the teams score up into the high 20s. I'll bet you that right now. I'll bet you a lunch on it. No winners.
Just one game?
One of those Seattle games, it's going in the high 20s for both teams.
So combined?
Over 24 points
for each
of them.
Okay.
Each of them.
Okay.
You take that?
Yeah.
All right, lunch. The first ever Cardinals corner bet.
Okay.
Lunch. Okay. On a Seahawks game.
Okay.
What week do they play the Seahawks first? When are we going to need to find out? Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? All we know is the first 3 weeks at this point. We've got tunnel vision on the first 3 weeks. But yeah. D-Hop, Kyler Murray, fantasy football. We hit it all, Tyler. And you know what we're going to do going forward? We're going to take a little look around the NFC West. We'll talk about those Seahawks. We'll talk about those Rams. We'll talk about those pesky 49ers.
Seahawks in week six.
Week six. Hey, that's not that far away. That's right, because what? It was like the Seahawks. It was like
the
Saints.
And then week nine.
Oh, so it's week six and then week nine. Nice. So we're going to find out pretty soon. And I'm going to be eating this lunch on air. I'm gonna be eating this lunch into the microphone, so you can just hear me eat all of these Seahawks points.
Week six, no D-Hop.
Week nine, D-Hop. I'm not really worried about the Cardinals scoring points. It's kind of more the other way around, if I'm being honest.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Noah Fant, you're going crazy, man. Noah Fant's going to put up 200 yards and two touchdowns against the Cardinals. I'm calling it right here, right now. So,
Drew Lock.
Yeah, Drew Lock's going to be slinging it. No, I'm going to be out there playing quarterback for the Seahawks, and it's going to be basically the same as Drew Lock. I do know the words to put on by Jeezy, so I would be able to step into that role pretty honorably, if I do say so myself. All right, well, Tyler's shaking his head. I guess that means that I'm going to wrap up this edition of Cardinals Corner. We appreciate you guys stepping in and checking in with us. You can follow Tyler on Twitter at TDrake4Sports. You can also get all of his fantastic, amazing work over on ArizonaSports.com and the Arizona Sports app. I mean, truly, nobody's putting out written content like this all the time for you. You want this story on Eno? You want a story on your other favorite Cardinals players? What's going on at training camp in a month? What happened at all of these mandatory and non-mandatory workouts in the past? You can find all of Tyler's work at TDrakeForSports, on ArizonaSports.com, on the Arizona Sports app. If you want to hear more of me, I'm on air 98.7 Monday through Friday, 12:30 to 5:30 every 30 minutes. You can follow me at EricRuby987. You can follow the show at AZCardsCorner. And if you're still here, that means you like us a lot. So give us a like on Twitter, subscribe, give us 5 stars. Come on, like, feed the ego a little bit. Tyler was crying before the show, man. We got to feed the ego a little bit. But until then, enjoy football, and we'll talk to you guys next time.